WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israelis held somber ceremonies today, marking a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid destroyed nearly 1,200 Israelis. They were murdered that day, nearly 250 taken hostages on October 7th. Hamas marking the anniversary of its attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. Hurricane Milton in the Gulf and headed toward Tampa, Florida, where people are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. ABC's Gio Benitez is in western North Carolina, hard hit by Helene. People there still struggling.
President Biden ordering 500 additional active duty troops to North Carolina to help in Helene's massive recovery and response.
It's like having a lifeline. So to have the type of people that are landing here, the National Guard, when I saw them, I did want to just cry.
In Hot Springs near the Tennessee border, medical supplies dropped to a school serving as a shelter.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin man was taken to the hospital in critical condition following a standoff with police in the village of Exeland. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a disturbance with a firearm at around 7 p.m. on Thursday. When they arrived, a standoff began with the suspect, 42-year-old Jason Arnold. After hours of negotiation, Arnold shot at SWAT vehicles on scene before authorities deployed a chemical agent at around 5 a.m. Arnold then came out of the house with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A Burnett County deputy has received the life-saving award for his quick response to save a choking child. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Noah Barker responded to a 7-month-old child that was choking and managed to pull a large piece of plastic from the baby's throat. The baby resumed breathing normally immediately after. In a letter of commendation, Sheriff Tracy Finch praised Deputy Barker's quick, calm response and the use of his training to save the child from serious injury or worse. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickle says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel like fall as we kick off the week, but we are going to warm it back up into the mid to upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly clear, 65 this afternoon. Frosty again tonight, clear low of 33. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Congressman Mark Pocan stops by for an update on Congress hobbling toward the finish line and a visit from State Assembly Rep Jody Emerson.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, man, it was 46 degrees when I left home this morning. How do you think I'm doing?
Yeah, you know, it was a little chilly.
Man, let me tell you something. It's time to get out the thermal underwear and check the snow blower and make sure I've got enough ice stuff to defrost the sidewalks and make sure there's enough food to last. Hey, gloves, make sure the mittens are okay, and man, and shore up everything, man.
I mean, I hope we have at least a month, if not a little bit more until then.
Well, some parts of the state, man, it was in the 30s.
Yeah, that is a good point. I'm just hoping we avoid snow.
Man, you can stand the real cold stuff. It's just the snow that bothers you.
Yeah, I can do the cold. It's the snow that I don't like.
All right, as always, 855-752-4842. We got a lot to talk about this morning. And, you know, everything from United States sent $18 billion of military aid to Israel since last October, a record number. We're going to talk about, you know, the fact that today is the 1 year anniversary of the attack of Hamas on Israel. We're going to talk about, you know, Donald Trump was back in Pittsburgh, Calvin, where there was an assassination attempt on his life. And what was he doing there? Him and his son, his sons were saying that the Democrats want to see his father killed. And man, you know, to make those kinds of statements, you know, Calvin, there's nothing you can do to prevent that kind of stupidity. But man, how is that an okay thing to say in this nation, man?
Well, it shouldn't be, but Donald Trump has created an environment where that kind of rhetoric is expected. But yeah, it's definitely dangerous and concerning.
Oh, his son, saying those things. And Donald Trump saying, I took a bullet for you. He didn't take a bullet for me. Did he take one for you? I mean, come on, man. Who did he take a bullet for? So we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into Calvin, Ohio Republican call for civil war to save the country if Trump loses. I mean, if you want to talk about language that's incendiary and it is dangerous, you know, I don't know how they can say these kinds of things. And yet, they want to point the finger at somebody else. We're going to talk about Trump's planned budget deficits. It's already planned that Trump, if you listen to what Trump's plans are, it's already predicted he'd add another $7.5 trillion to the budget deficit. Also, we'll talk a little bit about young Americans and the future of democracy and the next generation to determine our future. It's not my generation, it's the younger generation. We're also going to be joined at 9:50 by Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. And he's going to talk a little bit about, once again, Joe Biden visiting Wisconsin to engage rural voters. Okay, I want to begin there. Engaging rural voters. And there has been this continued conversation from the Democratic side of things, what we can do to have rural voters, you know, think that Democrats aren't out to get them. And this has been going on for I don't know how long. And I know there are rural voters in this listening audience. And would you please, could you please engage us and make us understand why you believe that Democrats are against you? And that somehow Donald Trump is going to fix it for you. Yes, it's been tough on rural voters. It's been tough on a lot of people. But if you think that the solution to your ills and troubles are going to be, you know, taken care of by Donald Trump and the Republicans, why don't you ask them what they're going to do for you? You know, if you can say that the Democrats have failed you, then wouldn't you think those of us who don't live in rural America, we love to ask you that question. What is Donald Trump going to do to make it better for you? What did he do 4 years ago to make it better for you? 855-752-4842. I don't think you can point to one thing that he did to make things better for you. But if I'm mistaken, again, 855-752-4842, what has he done? And what is he planning on doing this time around? The so-called tax cuts that he's going to offer, we're going to get into that and the impact of what that's going to have on you. The fact that he wants to alter your Social Security and Medicare, if nothing else, that should be a non-starter for you. The fact that he wants to, you know, cut your Social Security, your Medicare, you know. But here's Brendan. They're all going to say the same thing. There was more money in their pockets, in their paychecks under Donald Trump. You know, I don't know. I was around at that same time that Donald Trump was in office. And I don't recall having more money in my pocket when Donald Trump was the president. And even if that fallacy was the case, it wasn't because of Donald Trump's policies. How soon people forget when Donald Trump walked into office, the nation was booming. The economy was booming. There's nothing he did to improve it. Barack Obama. And the last, you know, whenever a new president walks into office, he's going to have to deal, he or she is going to have to deal with the last 2 years of the predecessor's economy. That didn't just happen under Obama and Trump. It's happened historically. The policies of the former president always lag for 2 years. If I'm mistaken, 855-752-4842. It's not so. That's a fact. So when we talk about what Donald Trump, as Joe Biden, is going to be visiting rural Wisconsin once again to appeal to people who live in rural America, that really take a hard look at what this man is proposing and planning. And don't just accept what he's saying. They're going to continue to attempt to engage rural voters. But if people aren't willing to even hear the plea, and maybe Donald Trump, you know, heaven forbid, you know, becomes the president again, the pain that you're going to be feeling, you know, is pain that's unnecessary. Because you know what this man is going to be doing. He's not doing anything for you and me, the Elon Musk of the world, and others. That's his focus. Always has been, always will be. So again, Joe Biden is going to be, you know, in Wisconsin. He's going to be focusing in rural Wisconsin. And, you know, once again, trying to convince. Look, we're inside of almost 30 days. It's kind of amazing to me. Seemed like yesterday it was 3 months. Now we're down to 30 days. And this is crucial and critical time right now. The future and the direction of the future of this nation is at stake. You know, this is a serious, serious time. And I will tell you, it is the most dangerous time of my adult life right now. There's no question that what's going on in the Middle East is the most dangerous time in my lifetime. 855-752-4842. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come right there. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here.
We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Greg Bach, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. So before we go to the phone lines, I want to read this paragraph quickly, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Legal analyst Alan Dershowitz warned on Sunday about newly introduced legislation that would strip felons of Secret Service protection, saying that the Democrats want former President Donald Trump killed. Representative Benny Thompson, a Mississippi Democrat and ranking member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, brought forth the denying infinite security and government resources allocated towards convicted and extremely dishonorable former Protectees Act, or the Disgraced Act, on Friday that would terminate Secret Service protection for individuals convicted of either state or local felonies. Trump is specifically mentioned by Thompson as someone whose protection privileges would be affected should he be found guilty, as a former president faces 4 criminal indictments. Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee, became the first former president in U.S. history to stand trial in a criminal case that began on Monday. Now, Donald Trump's Jr., also chimed in on yesterday, saying that the Democrats have done everything within their power to attempt to have his father assassinated. And, you know, I don't know if they're soliciting sympathy for, you know, President Trump, a former President Donald Trump, or if they're doing this. Let me go to this quickly, then I'll come right to the phone lines. Ohio Republican calls for a civil war to save the country if Trump and Vance lose this one. Just try to imagine where we are in this country. I mean, you really have to think long and hard. Speaking at a Trump rally on Monday, Ohio State Senator George Lange said the country might need a civil war if Republicans lose in November. The Cincinnati Inquirer reported, Lang, speaking alongside Vance at the latter's first solo rally since securing the Republican nomination, said the GOP ticket is the last chance to save our country politically. I'm afraid if we lose this one, it's going to take a civil war to save the country, and it will be saved. It's the greatest experiment in history of mankind. Now, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. Listen to all of this and try to put it in perspective, sir. This is happening in the United States in 2024.
What's going on, Earl, is this, quite simply. You have a bunch of, a couple millions of people that don't think straight and don't understand the country, many of them. I was blessed, fortunate. I got to meet Dwight Eisenhower when I was young. I know my dad, and maybe your family too, fought to save this country from people like Trump. So we may have to have an engagement again. The guy who took, the people that took over for Rush Limbaugh, Clan Buck, their callers saying if we lose, the guns come out. Well, that's how far we have let these extremists infiltrate our government. That's all it is. And what they fear most, this is why I called, they do not want to work together, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's Israel, whether it's Ukraine. They will do everything to oppose, stop, and obstruct the ability of this country to work together. But if that's the route they choose, may God have mercy on their souls. We've had other people try to attack this country, and we know it didn't work out well for them either. So I just ask these people to sit down and start to work with each other, not fight against each other. Thanks, Earl, and you do a great job of protecting this country.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. So the real threat for this nation is within. Nobody's attacking this nation from without. You know, I mean, it's a fact. No nation is stupid enough to attack the most powerful nation on earth, which is the United States. But if you think for 1 minute that the United States government is going to sit idly by, they hear these conversations. You think they don't know about these conversations? These conversations are not being done under the cloak of darkness, They're being had in broad daylight. These people are so arrogant and bold that they talk about challenging this nation in broad daylight. What is the nation to do? Is the nation supposed to say, oh, these are misguided people who we must protect because they're just misguided? Or must they take this seriously? And I guarantee you the threat is going to be taken seriously. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Your thoughts.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court in the Western District of Wisconsin has entered an injunction against a Rusk County town requiring it to comply with election law. According to a press release, the injunction requires the town of Thornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines to ensure voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August elections. On Thursday, Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith announced nearly $10 million in funding for the Duluth International Airport. $9.5 million of funding through the Airport Improvement Program will allow the Duluth Airport to rebuild about 11,000 feet of one of their taxiways. Airport officials say Taxiway A has reached the end of its useful life and no longer meets the required standards of the Federal Aviation Administration. The reconstruction project of the taxiway will be a multi-year process. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel like fall as we kick off the week, but we are going to warm it back up into the mid to upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly clear, 65 this afternoon. Frosty again tonight, clear low of 33. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So sweet, but now it's-
It's nothing, nothing without you, baby. My whole world is incomplete.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Talking about the same thing, Donald Trump at the rally in Pittsburgh where he was, shot at and the attempted assassination. And so he's back there and he's in the sun and they're pouring gasoline on the fire. And once again, and Alan Dershowitz, prominent attorney, is clearly stating that, Democrats are planning to take away the protections for Donald Trump so he can be assassinated. I mean, all of these things, when you put them in a hopper and shake them up and you really give some serious thought to what these things are doing to the psyche of the American people, they're setting up an environment that is one of the most dangerous times. I mean, I'm old enough to have witnessed the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Not reading it in a book. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers. Seeing George Wallace being shot. On and on and on. And so we thought we had gotten past those thoughts. But here we are in 2024 and, Donald Trump and his minions pouring gasoline on the fire. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call on Motown Monday. I saw an interview with Dick Morris. You know who he is?
Yeah, absolutely know Dick Morris, who Dick Morris is.
He was a big advisor to the Clintons, and he predicts a landslide.
A landslide for who? A landslide for whom?
For Trump.
Oh, well, Dick Morris
for
doesn't
Donald
know.
Trump.
Clearly, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, there's a lot of frustration out there, Earl, and there's only one administration that's been in charge for 3.5 years, and that administration has been a failure pretty much on every aspect of people's lives. So you have to turn to criticize Trump because people feel it. They're living it. They're living your policies. They're living your party's policies, and they're hurting, and they want to change. Well, they're not going to get that change with Vice President Harris. She's going to try to
CJ. I'm talking about the threatening language that Donald Trump and his minions are using that they just got through using yesterday and a day before that. And so I'm not going to let you again change the subject. The subject is not whether people are hurting or not. The subject is whether or not we are in a serious, serious time where Americans are talking about picking up arms if the candidate that they have selected loses. And they're saying this publicly. What are your thoughts about that?
I would rather listen and maybe see what your candidate is actually doing.
Well, I didn't ask you what you would rather do. Because I'm talking about all of these things, a confluence of things that are being said by Republicans to threaten this nation. Okay? So what is your thought about that? Republicans are saying these things, and they're making threats. What is your thought about that? Do you accept that? Is that fair?
You have to focus on that, Earl, because you can't focus on their record.
Hey, CJ, see you later. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan.
All right, CJ. You know what this administration has done about your orange-faced clown? They've given him the same level of security now that the president gets when he goes somewhere. So stop with your talking points because they're all worthless. And, Earl, I want to bring you back to a conversation you and I had maybe a month or so ago when I made a claim about how they were putting threat or they were doing something or your communications were about threats to black people or black people moving over to Trump. And you made very clear to me that being in the black community and being black yourself, you were quite aware that it wasn't working. Well, let me say something to you from the 65 and up bunch out here. Whether they are upset or not, we're not buying into all this crap about him being assassinated. The two people that took pot shots at him were both voted Republicans, okay? This guy's made himself a target, and now it's the poor me, I'm a victim. When he was in Long Island, he tried to claim there were explosives in a car. There were no explosives in a car. This is all part of a pathetic, blindfolded fighter who's just flailing at a fighter he can't see, and he's swinging and not hitting anything. The other thing is with CJ and the whole country, I don't know, do you guys watch sports on the weekends? I see full stadiums.
Yes.
I see people cheering, enjoying their lives. I see people out there living their lives, CJ. So stop with your doom and gloom and the ceilings falling. What about how October 1st from Rumble, CJ? You listen to that garbage too, like my bank account wasn't going to work. The ATMs were going to stop spitting money October 1. It's just all conspiracy. It's all BS. And none of it is really working on the general American public.
Hey,
that's
Brendan,
all I got to
thank
say.
You. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. Your thoughts.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Well, it is extremely disturbing to hear what you're saying about what the situation in Ohio. And I do think, and I would say this, now your previous caller is incorrect. The last shooter that was down in Florida was dead set against killing Trump. Period. The DOJ, and I have no idea why they released it, they said, let's get somebody who's going to get the job done. He was going to pay $150,000, that lunatic. And the kid that was in Pennsylvania, there's no way that he could do that alone. And there's been a lot. And the only reason why the Trump is getting extra protection now is because he's had two attempts to his life. And so, yes, the temperature is hot. And I am worried about that there could be something really bad brewing. I'm shocked that things, you know, that cities haven't been burnt because of the two assassination attempts, because I figured something would have happened. Thank goodness that has not happened as of yet. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not good. It's very, very
bad. Hey, David, do you think it's okay for them to say that the Democrats are ordering this? Because that's what they're saying, man.
Well, I will say this. We didn't hear anything from Harris really too much about the last assassination attempt, which is not good either. There has to be a denunciation, a complete denunciation of that.
I think so. Come on, man. Go ahead.
It was literally, that was when that second assassination attempt was happening. They never interrupted the news. The sports were still going on. Like, everything was just like wonderful. And that tells me that we're normalizing this junk. We're normalizing.
Democrats. Democrats. Thank you very much for the call, David. Tom from LA. Tom, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I do. First off, if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. That's the first thing, and I hope everyone in the listening audience hears that. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris both said that there is no place for political violence in this country.
That is correct.
I don't know how much more clear you can be than that, David. That's absolutely ridiculous. Also, there's a movie I watched this weekend, Earl. It was called The Game Is Up, and it was called Disillusioned Trump Voters Tell Their Stories. Well, people that actually woke up and realized that Trump was just a cult and that they were getting out of the cult. And it's on Amazon Prime if anybody would like to, you know, see it. I don't think most people know or understand right now, because of the Supreme Court ruling, that Joe Biden could be an authoritarian dictator, but he isn't. And the thing is, we have to really ask ourselves, with the powers that the Supreme Court has given to the president, do we trust someone that's already claimed that he'll be a dictator on day one, or someone that actually believes in democracy? You really need to think about this. And also, anyone that's going to vote for Donald Trump out there, just think about what he's done to women, period. He is cruel to women. If you care about women, you will not vote for this buffoon. You will not vote for this guy because of the fact that I don't care about all the convictions, all that stuff. I'm talking about facts where he has said things that he said to women, the way he's treated women. If you care about the women in your life, vote for Kamala Harris. Don't be voting for Donald Trump.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jean from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Jean. You say what?
Thank you for the great show, and thank you, men, for calling in. And everything you said is just so god darn important right now. I mean, this is just total berserk. Every day I get up, I think, what in the devil are they going to claim happened that didn't happen? It is just mind-boggling. But, you know, Trump is a tool. Check out 2025. Do you think that normal people that are Republicans are supporting them, that have been Republicans their entire life? Heck no. Do you think people that care about our country and its safety are supporting Trump and they're Republican? No. They're calling out the alarm signals. Pay attention. In addition to that, poor little Trumpster. Oh, they're shooting at me. They're trying to kill me. Give me a break. The last people that would want to hurt that guy are Democrats because they don't believe in the death penalty. Give me a break. The people that are bringing up the violence, they're bringing it against us. If we don't vote for their guy, Donald J. Trump, we're going to suffer consequences. That is a threat to us, not to Trump. That is a threat to us. And Trump knows. He used to send those little calls out, his tweets. Nobody in our country has ever received private tweets from a president. Oh, I'm standing up for you. I'm your only one that can save your lives. I'm your leader. I fight for you. And then you guys are called that support him basement dwellers behind your backs. Wake up, folks. You're being used to use violence. Democrats aren't using violence. Don't turn this issue into Dems and stop this nonsense. They're threatening us, America. Every time they open their mouths and blame the Democrats or anybody that don't vote for that.
Hey, Gene, take a deep breath and get some oxygen. I'm worried about you. But anyway, this clearly needs to stop, and it needs to be called out. I mean, to say that a Democratic Party is responsible for the assassination attempt of a candidate of the United States is more than a thought. It's absolutely dangerous, and it needs to be called out. 855-752-4842. Hang on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
I can turn a gray sky blue.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. We'll go right back to the phone lines. But I just had to add this. This is today's Huffington Post. You just saw it. ABC host calls out Mike Johnson for playing dumb about video he just saw. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Johnson claimed he didn't want to phrase Eric Trump's inflammatory language despite George Stephanopoulos reading the remarks verbatim. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, played dumb when asked about Eric Trump's suggestion that Democrats were to blame for an assassination attempt on his father at a rally in Butler. I didn't hear all the comments. I don't know the context, said Johnson, who told ABC this week, host George Stephanopoulos, that he just saw the clip of the former president's son when it aired on the program. He later continued, I don't think they're saying that the Democratic Party tried an assassination attempt. I think what they're alluding to is what we've been saying. They have got to turn down the rhetoric. This is, again, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. Eric Trump, who along with his brother Donald Trump, has blamed Democrats for being behind the attempted assassination of their father. And he returned to the site of the rally over the weekend where he began, again, tied the party to the shooting that that killed one attendee. They tried to kill him. They tried to kill him, and it's because the Democratic Party, they can't do anything right. They can't do anything right, Eric Trump told the crowd in Butler on Saturday. Stephanopoulos reminded Johnson, who called on politicians to turn the rhetoric down in July, of his remarks at the time. Let's go to the phone, back to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love Motown Monday, but now I got to put my feet back on the ground and into reality here. I got to tell you, you know, this is what the GOP thinks of the public. They will say anything. And quite frankly, up until now, it's been pretty much unchallenged.
Right.
Rhetoric.
Right.
And what happens, Earl, is once you begin to challenge them, first they do the whataboutism, and then they fold like a pair of deuces in Jack's a Better poker. Okay, I'm serious.
Great analogy.
If they're spewing it, they are doing it. And I want to just touch on one thing real quick. Last week, CJ was frothing of the mouth about reallocation of FEMA money. Into the migrants, right? And again, this is one of these unchallenged rhetorics that is so dangerous and needs to be called out. So under scrutiny, it is not true. But of course, you know, it's a big, huge disaster, and the Trump group want to cash in on that for their benefit, whether it's selling something or the unchallenged rhetoric. There used to be a time, Earl, that we would all bond together and we'd work together,
yes,
especially in something like this, where a large chunk of America's on their knees begging for help. And this is what the once proud GOP, this is how they respond. They continue to throw this rhetoric out. So I think the solution here is pretty simple. Call them out. Call them out when they talk about FEMA funds being used for migrants when it's a complete lie. Call them out in reaction, in real time. You know, you would think these people, and especially Donald Trump, would have grown into the position, would have learned a little bit, that once you get into the position, you have to be purple. You have to govern for all of America. But no, what they do is they harden their position. It is anti-democratic, it's anti-republic, it's anti-American, and it's only going to be when millions and millions and millions of people say enough of this crazy stuff. Let's get back into what it used to be, when we can count on neighbors and friends and look and love and care for one another. This is a choice. This doesn't have to be this way, but it's because Donald Trump and the Republican Party and the Fox News groups of the world have normalized it, that now we're having trouble getting that elephant back in the cage.
Hey, you know, Mike, you and I will talk after the show, but I will say this. Thank you very much for the call. It's a month away, and so these lies have to be challenged. Okay? I mean, they really have to be called out, because they have been saying anything. And the inherent danger in these lies 30 days before the election is not going to stop. But they must be challenged. 855-752-4842, and challenged with the truth. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris-Walz ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.